Coming soon, The Slicer.
I felt really good being able to use that.
What
again.
Are those pizza things called?
What
are
do you
they
mean
just the slicers? Pizza slicers?
Pizza slicers, right?
Yeah.
They're just
if they had a term, you could use that as the...
I think slicer works as a
slicer.
The pizza slicer.
Yeah.
That's actually, you're right. That's a terrible title for a movie. Roger, think about it. You're the one that's dying in it. So.
Man.
I worked the
pie
pizza
man. The pie man?
The pie man.
Yeah.
Oh, and there'd be great puns.
There'd be so many great puns.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Noid would be the villain.
The Noid?
Yeah, avoid,
Pizza Hut Noid.
Avoid the Noid.
Yeah.
What's the Noid?
It's the old advertising character for Pizza Hut that was a complete failure.
Yeah, it's a man
about
20 in a
years
rabbit
ago.
Suit.
Yeah, he looked like kind of like the Tick.
Oh, yes, the rabbit suit guy. Got it. Got
and
it.
And then
got
he was,
it.
I think, legally insane.
The Noid?
I think so.
Well, that's why
well, because
you do avoid him.
When you're annoyed of your pizza.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That fell really flat.
By
that's
the way,
okay. I apologize.
I'm taking your test right now. So
312-9. Yeah, let us know, Roger.
Okay.
312. If it's above 4 minutes, I'd be shocked. 312-981-7200. Joining us now is Kevin White and Zach Peterson, two comedians. Do you guys consider yourselves comedians? That's a good way to put it. Right? Yeah. Is that okay?
We do. I hope the audience does. Good
so.
God.
I'm setting the bar really, I don't know, low or high right now. You guys do a show, Arguments and Grievances, and it's like a podcast, and you guys do live recordings of this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How does it work?
It's a comedy debate show where we get ridiculous topics. People discuss them. They argue about them. They have slanderous accusations. And then we put it on the internet, and people can listen to it.
Yeah.
So is it improv then, or how does that work?
No, it's pretty scripted. Well, it depends who we book. There are some people who show up and try to mail it in, and they don't usually win. But no, it's basically stand-ups. We give them a topic. Let's say we do the McRib versus Macbeth, you know?
Okay.
So if Zach and I were debating each other, and he's the McRib, and I'm the Macbeth, I have to make fun of the McRib. Build up Macbeth. It's kind of like a roast battle kind
okay.
of thing, but with topics instead of people.
So that's I saw really... for this month, you have paper versus plastic.
Classic. Who hasn't thought about it?
Canada versus Australia.
That's a good battle.
Open carry versus open container.
Yeah.
And man versus machine.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
So things that, you know, you might get in a fight with your friend about drunkenly at a bar at 3 a.m.
Exactly.
Is that how this came about? Is that where the idea came from?
That literally is how the show started.
Really?
All kidding aside, yeah. It started at a bar in my hometown of St. Louis.
Okay.
And the guy who owned the bar he had a chalkboard and he'd write, you know, this versus that, living with a woman versus being homeless.
Okay.
And it would give people something to talk about. And then the comics got wind of it, and they made it a stage show, and then we brought it up to Chicago with us, and it's going really well as a podcast.
That's
now.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we tour around, and it's things are awesome. Yeah.
Do you remember what the first debate was for your podcast, what it was?
Oh, Jesus.
I think it was skateboarding versus waterboarding.
Yeah, that was.
Wow. That's quite a topic.
We had a couple others, but that was the big headlining debate, and we actually got to waterboard local comics.
Wait, really? Yeah.
My favorite line of that whole thing, I remember, this was 3 years ago we started doing the show. My favorite line, Nick Raleigh, local comic, hilarious guy, said, you know, skateboarding, waterboarding, they're both just great ways to catch air. My favorite thing.
That's really good. Really good. So you guys have a show tonight, right?
Yes, we do. 8 o'clock.
Be there. Be square.
At North.
P.M.
At North. Yes, that's true.
I should preface that for anybody still
That'd
listening.
It'd be awesome if you had an 8 a.m. show. Yeah, before you go to church, just swing on by North. And that's at 1637 West North Avenue. How much are tickets? Are they? Is it walk up? They walk up and everything.
$5 walk up.
That's
Boom,
really cool.
Baby.
That sounds like really. That's like different. I mean, there's so many different great comedic acts in Chicago. Obviously, you got great improv, got great sketch comedy, great stand up. What a cool spin on that. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, you'd be surprised how competitive the comics get. Doing it
to really want to win.
Yeah, so it's not just like a fun thing for the audience to come watch, but whatever it's been said, they'll say things to each other all week long building up to the show, and it's a lot of fun. And even after the show, they'll still complain to each other like, I should have won and stuff. So it's also fun for the performers.
That's really interesting stuff. So we've been talking about how long you would survive in a horror film. Mike Heidemann got 56 minutes. Not very good.
I stand by it, though.
You stand by. I mean, you're still.
I got 58 minutes, by the way.
No way.
I did.
That's almost the whole movie.
I know.
Well, I'm going to last out. I'm going to last longer than all of you, but then apparently my significant other lets me die. So cool.
Yeah.
Can I just be Esmeralda's significant other in this situation?
I'm going to
last a little bit longer than previously said.
See, but then you have to keep in mind that you let me die for the rest of your life.
He seems okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Cool. So, Zach, you said that you're a big horror film guy.
Correct.
And, where does that come? Do you just like the pop-out stuff? Do you like the psychological throws or anything?
I like just the movies where it's an eerie atmosphere all the time.
Okay.
Like It Follows would be one that I really enjoy.
Okay.
It's a recent one where it's just sort of scary and bleak. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. You like it scary and bleak. Yeah. Spoken like a true comedian.
Yeah, I don't like gore. I don't like I don't like things popping out at me. I just like to be sad, maybe. I don't know.
Well, he's a quarter Russian. That's where it comes
from. That's where it comes from. So how long do you think you'd do? We don't want to administer the whole quiz again, but do you feel like if you were in one of those situations that you'd make it?
No.
Really?
No.
How long do you think you'd last?
Oh, as short as possible.
you'd want out?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with all that. That's nonsense. A whole week?
Would you just give yourself up to the killer? You'd see him and be like, come here, just stab me. Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I'd try to leave. And if he got my way, I'd be like, all right.
I still say we have pizza.
Yeah, I'm numb. Yeah. You'd be like, I see the writing on the wall and it's blood and I'm out. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like you just see the killer. You're like, oh, no, I'm not doing this. Just give it on up. How about you? Name I can't remember. Kevin.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. More importantly, how long am I going to last in this interview?
Yeah.
Good God.
I could have faked it. I could have pretended. I just went ahead with it.
Any name would have done. The people listening don't know.
Well,
they don't know me.
It's Kevin White, so that is about as any name as it gets. So.
Thanks, dude. This is double down.
So how long would you last in a horror film?
Oh, God. In a horror film?
Yeah.
Are we talking about a slasher kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because those eerie ones, again. Those people sometimes live. They just then go insane. Yeah.
You know what? I've had a lot of sex in cabins. I don't think I'd last very long either. I think, you know, those are always the first to go. I'm going to take a hot shower and then flirt with the cheerleader. No, that's not true at all. Yeah. I'm the nerd guy. I'm probably, you know, like not, I'm not nerdy, but I think I'm not the cool guy for
right.
sure. I definitely feel like I would be the guy who goes, all right, I'm just gonna go take a leak, and then the first thing cut off is, I don't know what I'm allowed to say anymore, but
well,
you know.
Err on the side of.
You're talking to your grandma. Yeah.
You're talking to grandma. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't know my grandma.
So you'd make it. You're crafty enough to make it a certain distance, but or length, but not.
I would literally be the second guy dead for sure.
Okay, but not first. So it's you first, Zach first. You whatever your name is. No, yeah. Zach first, Kevin second.
Yeah, because I need to walk into the room that he got murdered in, Zach, and go what? Like I need, and then I drink a beer out of a trophy, and then.
This movie sounds terrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's called Cabin in the Woods. It's really
312-981-7200. We want to hear how long you'd last in a slasher film. More with Kevin and Zach coming up on 720 WGN. Happy Sunday morning. Esmeralda Leon and myself, John Hansen, filling in for Dave Plyer. Dave Plyer. Last week we filled in for a guy named Matt Bubala.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named, everyone knows, our listeners know who Matt Bubala is. He hosts on Friday, Saturday mornings, and is on all the time. Matt's an awesome guy. But Matt Bubala is maybe my favorite radio name I've ever said. So the whole show we couldn't stop saying Matt Bubala
Matt
in different
Bubala.
Ways.
Matt Bubala.
My Bubala.
Yeah, it feels good.
I like it.
Zach, give it a shot now.
Bubala.
Yeah, there you go. Heidemann, you got one for us?
Bubala.
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 All right.
Love it. Oh, I go back with Matt, though.
Go back?
Yeah.
Long time?
Long time.
Were you his producer at one point?
At one time, and actually Dave Plyer was that was my first producing gig that I had here at the station.
And they keep on kicking you out. You seem to be bouncing around a lot.
Well,
yeah. All right, then.
That's very true. Much like a slasher film. They just want me out.
Yeah.
Get out of here. 15
minutes. I like the way Zach said it, because it sounds like at the end of a sentence, like, Bubala.
Yeah.
He's dropping the bubala.
Yeah.
That dude just bubala'd me.
312-981-7200. We started off the show by talking about approaching strangers. Esmeralda and I are the exact opposite on this.
Yeah.
So I will talk to any stranger. In fact, it improves my day when I do so. Esmeralda?
No, I don't want to talk to people.
And you don't strangers. Want people talking to you?
No, I only do it for money. Wow. I talk to strangers for money.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about you two? I mean, you're comedians, obviously. You obviously talk here very well. You fit in really well. Are you guys people that will approach someone in the elevator and just strike up a conversation?
Absolutely. 100%.
No.
I love
really?
It.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, it's weird, right?
I'm a real crowd work daddy. Yeah, for sure.
Like, we spend a lot of time together, and he gets in a lot of nonsense trouble. On the road. Like
I can't
once,
imagine
yeah,
why.
Yeah, once he had a magician yell at him in a store.
Wait, what? Really?
He wouldn't tell me his secrets.
Wait a minute.
Wait, back up here.
What's, like, just a supermarket?
No, at a magic show.
Oh, okay.
I was like, where are you running as a magician? We were at CVS.
You had the top hat and the cape.
Yeah, we're in San Francisco and he gets kicked out of a magic shop.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, well, he wouldn't tell me his... He literally wouldn't tell me his secrets, all right? It was a whole thing.
Well, of course not.
I was picking up tricks, and I was like, how do you do this one? And he was like, are you a working magician? And I was like, no, you're sassy. And he was like, put that down. That's for real magicians. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And Zach was like, we got to go.
Yeah, I was out on the street just going, this is nonsense.
I don't just harangue people.
That's exactly what he does.
I like to talk to people. I think it's good for you, though. I think
you
it's
know,
good.
I'm curious, though, with the magician thing. Don't they talk to each other? Like, how do you find out how to do tricks? I think he was in the wrong, that magician. He should
That's
have told you stuff.
Or was he saying that since you're not in the guild or whatever
the
it might
guild,
be?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but how do you bring in people?
I don't know. You gotta
you under his
make
wing.
Love to a dwarf and... I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know if you prey upon a rainbow and hug a dragon. I don't know what you do.
You find the scrolls.
Yeah, you find the scrolls. Right? You sacrifice a virgin mm-hmm. under a blood moon, and you drip the blood on a talisman, and then you have powers. I don't know what it is.
I'd watch that movie. That's a good slasher flick.
That's what Penn and Teller did.
Yeah, absolutely. One of them lost his voice on account of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kevin likes to talk to strangers and gets in trouble for it. Does it put you off, Zach?
Yes.
What if people come up to you? Is that troublesome?
Yes. Absolutely.
It's weird.
I have nothing to talk about.
He's passed people off on me.
Yeah.
Kevin really? Can answer that for you.
I just keep walking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you see one of us at a show, I know you don't see our faces right now, but one of us is loud, and if you want to say something after a show, find the loud one. But it gets me good things. See, like, we were on the road to, where were we, Des Moines or something?
Sure.
I walk in a t-shirt shop, and I wind up getting free I got myself a free t-shirt. I didn't get Zach one because he was quiet and weird. But sometimes you walk in and you sweet talk one of the sales associates and they go, yeah, just take one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
I love it.
That's how I feel. That's
great.
I've done that all the time as well.
What was the t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't know. Something dumb. But I got it for free, baby.
Have you ever worn it?
Yeah, it was a little tight. I didn't try it on first. But the idea stands. It's good to have those kind of social skills, right?
I talk to the people at the supermarket. I've become friends with my mom and pop supermarket folks, and I swear I see them when they swipe the things on the red or when they're entering things. I get half the stuff for free,
yeah,
just
because
I'm nice. Oh yeah, they never charge me for these things.
Yeah, what is this? What lube? Yeah, take it. Hey, you're charming. Right?
Is there lube? I should look if there's lube because I do need. I could use.
I want to know why you two are such cowards. Huh?
Heidemann talks to people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
Yeah. No, I don't.
These two. Sorry.
I just don't want to talk to people because then they start asking questions and I'm like, no, I don't care. And I keep walking. I don't even know my neighbors. There was a fire in my apartment, like next door.
And you didn't tell anyone.
As a matter of fact,
you locked the door on your way out. Yes. You're like,
but they all came out, and they're all just talking amongst each other. I'm just in the corner like, I don't know you people.
Yeah. Really?
You live upstairs? I hate you.
I will say it's not that I'm usually in the mood to talk, but I will say there are moments, and I don't know if you feel this way, Kevin, where there are moments where you're like, I really don't. I am actually shutting this off. Today, and you mentioned the neighbor thing, I recognized someone going, I didn't recognize the person going in our apartment door, and I literally walked around the block, so I didn't have to have that conversation in the stairwell. So I guess there are moments like that, but for me, that's very few and very far between.
I wouldn't even talk to people I know sometimes. No, like, say you're walking down the, you're mm-hmm. like downtown, and mm-hmm. if I see someone that I know, I just pretend not to know them / see them.
So you don't have to do it?
No, because there's been times when I've waved at people and then they don't wave back, and I'm like, great, I look like a crazy person. So now I wait for them to come to me.
I hate small talk, right?
Isn't you don't that like what small... all it is? That's all
nah.
it is?
No, see, I love small talk.
But you're not going to go out of your way and go across the street, hey, Greg!
No.
And he's like, okay.
Right.
You know?
In fact, that's a good point. I think I actually like talking to strangers more than people I know.
Strangers, because you get to know them.
Right.
Yes, yes.
I already know this other person. We don't need to engage in this. How have things been going? I see on Facebook you're a crazy person. That's fine. I'm already caught up. You know, Esmeralda, that's interesting that you mentioned that you don't sometimes like to talk to people you know, because I sometimes feel like when I Facebook chat you, I get a very dismissive thumbs up. That's all I'll get back.
You emoji him?
That's it. I'll be like, oh, Esmeralda, I'm so excited for the show. I got these ideas. Here's 10 of them. And I get thumbs up from Esmeralda.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I don't know. She just must not be. Well, you have a really strange cycle of sleeping, so I have no idea.
I guess I'll write a diatribe the next time you talk to me.
I'd like some feedback. I'd like to know what you think of the show that I've come up with.
Yeah.
Or we've come up with. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
Wow. That's Things not... are coming out tonight.
You just said that you've come up with. That's why you get the thumbs up.
No. I'm kind of crazy when it comes to coming up with ideas.
Oh, your guests are looking around wondering where this mysterious voice is.
Right?
Oh, yeah. There's that
Seriously.
TV.
That's Roger. You can look at the TV. That's Roger up in news.
Right Roger.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey. He can see you as well.
I thought only I was hearing that.
Actually, no,
that's all right.
Actually, our listeners, they can tune in to WGNradio.com and see us. There's cameras all over.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Great.
Don't
okay.
be too freaked out.
There's Act Natural, everybody. All right. Let me put this pipe down.
312-981-7200. We're talking. And why don't you guys plug again what you're doing tonight for those that might just be tuning in?
Hit it, Zach.
Oh, good. I get to talk.
You get to talk to the strangers out there.
Yeah, I'm not even thrilled about talking now.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m. at North and Ashland.
Yes.
1637 West North Avenue.
Got it.
$5.
Amazing.
What is the topic tonight? Or what's the battle?
Ooh. Man versus machine?
Open carry versus open container.
Canada versus Australia.
And paper versus plastic.
How do you come up with those? Is it just what absurd things we can think about?
We have a master list.
Really?
You know, I actually leaned into him earlier, like right before we went on air, and I pitched one to him. Do you remember what it was?
Can we say it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we're really good at our job.
Did you write it down?
No, it's up here in the old brain box where it's important.
It's gone forever.
I wonder if the fact that we're kind of in debate season with politics, if that is going to get people more interested in that sort of thing. I don't know. Does that? I mean, it's not the same. Is it the four? Do they stand and do they go back and forth, or does one person make their case and then another person makes their entire case?
Great question. We actually give each comic 2 rounds each.
Okay.
So let's say you and I are debating. Mm-hmm. I'll go, you'll go, and then I get a rebuttal and you get a rebuttal.
So you are reacting to what the other comic might say a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you find out who wins?
Is it the audience votes.
Oh, audience?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's public shaming if you lose. And if you win, we all lift you up on our shoulders and carry you around.
Do you
no,
get
you're
anything?
Shaking your head. All right, it's not that fantastic.
Do you
fantastic.
Get a trophy?
We used to have buttons.
Quit bragging.
Wow. Yeah.
You get a free t-shirt you're never going
to
wear.
No, what we do is we give winner and loser buttons, and the loser has to wear it around like a scarlet letter and be shamed for at least a week.
I like it.
That's what we ask.
It sounds like, I don't know, I think this is fascinating. I think you want to check it out, Esmeralda?
You can listen to all of our episodes at argumentsandgrievances.com.
That's a great point.
Look at this.
Perfect.
So we got to get going here in a moment, but I want to ask obviously, podcasting, we do a ton of it here at WGN, WGN Plus. Mike's got sound sessions. There's a billion podcasts out there. It's such a cool, I don't want to say it's a new format because it's been around for some time. But do you guys find that, you know, having the live element to it makes it that everyone will go home and listen to it? Do you see like a spike in your listenership based on as you do more shows? Is there momentum to it? I've asked 9 questions in a row and you guys are welcome to answer any of them at your leisure. So
this is like the SATs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we get a big spike depending on who the guest is.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and then we'll get a bigger name that we're really excited about, and we'll see like a little bit of spike in listenerships. But what that results in is, of course, mm-hmm. followers and things like that, and I learned to love the show. What was one of those questions again?
I don't really know. I was just trying to get to 3:30.
I just got that last one in, and I petered out. Good God.
No, that was... I was wondering how big, like, your following, if it just continues to grow. As podcast is growing, is it exponential? I mean, are you seeing a real boost in it?
Yes, you asked about, like, with the debates, the presidential debates and things like that. Yeah, a lot of times sometimes we'll tailor things to current events and things like that. That always helps, and there's, like, a little spike. Or sometimes an old one will come back to bite us. Remember we had like the Bill Cosby debate
a long time ago.
Long time ago. Before all this came out, we had a Richard Pryor versus Bill Cosby debate.
Oh my.
And then of course when the Bill Cosby thing came out, it was like spike, but it was like, no, like we had to go let that comic know, like, I don't think anybody, I think they know when this was recorded. I hope.
Right.
I hope they don't think this is recorded like this week. But yeah, definitely current events do have an effect on things like that, yeah.
Cool. Kevin and Zach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
This is a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun. It's tonight at 8 p.m. at North 1637 West North Avenue. Okay, we got to take... Mike, can you stick around for a little bit longer?
Sure.
You're not going to fall asleep or anything like that?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get... Lisa's... See, we're going to news, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, cool. I was right. Okay. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.